First, over 1,500 Wisconsin workers at 83 meatpacking and food processing plants have tested positive for the novel coronavirus, including 8 who died, according to state data. Many of those victims are immigrant workers. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has spent the past few months interviewing employees at 5 of those food plants and digging through public records to try to understand more about how the outbreaks escalated. Maria Perez is an investigative reporter covering immigration and social services at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Maria, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
When did food processing plants in Wisconsin start to emerge as a public health problem, as possible hotspots for COVID-19?
The first cases that we know of happened in late March, but back then those cases hadn't really been reported about. There was no public knowledge of them. It was in mid-April to late April when the outbreaks had grown by a lot and workers started to talk with the press, and some public health authorities started to release some data that we really started to learn about the outbreaks and how big they were.
And your piece follows the story of Alberto Martinez, who worked at a meat plant in Pleasant Prairie. Can you share his story with us?
Yes, he worked for a meatpacking plant. He was an immigrant from Mexico who was planning to return after saving enough to help put her daughter through college, one of his daughters. And when Wisconsin went into lockdown, he kept going to work because he was considered an essential worker. A couple of weeks after that, he died of COVID-19. I spoke with a coworker of his, and I also got a message that was sent to the Department of Health that day of Kenosha County. And both the message and the worker said that by that time, the company was lacking very important safety measures against COVID-19.
And can you talk about how food processing and meatpacking plants responded? When did we start to see any kinds of changes when it came to safety measures?
In some cases, many of the safety measures came after the first workers started to test positive. What we saw is that many of the important safety measures that the companies adopted came weeks after the epidemic started, and in some cases, even weeks after the first cases, the first workers tested positive.
And one thing that I wasn't aware of, at some of these meat plants, they actually have barracks in effect for their workers. So not only do you have people working next to each other, they might be sharing these large barrack bedrooms together. Was that part of the problem here, that these people were at close quarters literally day and night?
That company was a food processing company. They process frozen vegetables. The workers said that they were many of them sharing barracks. And three workers told me that there was a worker who seems he was sick and he was sharing the barrack. They were in, and they reported him. They told someone who was in charge of housing that he was sick, but he was not isolated until about a couple of weeks after. And after that, some workers tested positive. Now, the company said that disputed that account and said that any worker who showed symptoms was isolated in separate housing. But what we know is that there are many of the workers who were in those barracks. They tested positive, or at least they said they tested positive.
Talking to Maria Perez from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at early COVID-19 outbreaks at meatpacking and food processing plants around Wisconsin. And Maria, a lot of the workers you talked to and some other sources have talked to have said companies were too slow to bring in safety measures. Was that a pretty common concern you heard from people?
Yeah, that's a very common concern that I heard from workers, that by the time the measures were in place, many of them were already sick. And that's something that is a common theme in the workers, in the testimonies of the workers that I have spoken with. Now the company said they are doing everything, they were doing everything as fast as they could. They were not having face masks at the beginning, but our workers saying that it was way too slow.
Some workers brought complaints to the OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Did they get much of a response from OSHA?
Well, OSHA has opened some investigation, some inspections, but OSHA did not start opening inspections, on-site inspections, until April 20th. So an analysis that we did of OSHA data showed that they had received COVID-19 complaints about food processing facilities nationwide since mid-March, but they didn't start to open inspections until late April. And what was very revealing for us is that they received two complaints about the safety measures in the Smithfield Cuda Hay plant. And they actually called them and they learned that the company had not made any changes to separate workers on the floor and that the company was not distributing face masks. And instead of opening an inspection, they closed the complaint and they gave some information to the company about COVID-19. Now, after that, and after the paper reported on concerns from workers, OSHA opened another investigation that is still open, but at that time they closed it. At that time, though, the CDC was not recommending masks, but they had already said that companies should try to social distance the workers.
What was the response from local health departments when these localized outbreaks were happening?
What I've seen is that they mostly did some contact tracing and try to test the workers. But although, for example, the City of Milwaukee Commissioner of Health closed a couple of plants at least when there were cases, most of the other health departments seem to not have taken a similar decision. So they did not mandate safety measures. They did not close plants unless the plants made sure some measures were in place. And sometimes they actually they struggled at times to get the collaboration from companies. The Cuda Hay health officer was trying to partner with Smithfield to test workers with symptoms because they heard that they were having barriers to test. And Smithfield took at least 3 days to give the green light to say that, yes, they were interested in partnering with them. So it was... yeah, the actions that were taken were mostly in the advisory side of it, providing information and guidance and testing and contact tracing, but not in the enforcement side of it of taking more aggressive measures.
Now, I know around the country this has been an issue, and another issue has been whether the government is working with plants to provide specific data and numbers about cases within plants. What's going on in Wisconsin now? Do we have data on outbreaks at these plants you're covering?
Oh, my God. That has been one of the biggest struggles during this, trying to cover this. the state gave me some numbers of workers who had been infected in meatpacking plants and in food processing plants, a number of plants with outbreaks, but they haven't even given me, they have never given me a breakdown of cases. I've made public records requests. I've asked for that information. They have not provided it to me. I've asked county and city health departments for that information. Sometimes after asking a few times and writing a story about the fact that they were not providing that information, making a public records request, sometimes I was able to get information, but other times counties have just plainly refused to provide information. And of the companies that I have asked, there's only one, Conagra Brands, that provided information about the number of workers who were infected, which was 221 out of more than 800 workers that they had in their dairy plant. But none of the other companies have told me. So there is a big issue in transparency. And right now there could be an outbreak in some other meat packing or food processing plant or some other factory. And we would not know because no one is providing an update on the numbers either.
Maria, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Maria Perez is an investigative reporter covering immigration and social services at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joined us to talk about her investigation into COVID-19 outbreaks at food processing plants around Wisconsin. We've got a link to her story at WPR.org/centraltime.